Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good Saturday morning, everyone. This is Linda calling from sunny Buffalo, New York. Actually, I wish it was sunny, but cloudy Buffalo, New York. This is the Optimize My Life show. It's a Saturday edition brought to you by the Hope Collection, and which is a nonprofit charity that just reaches out to, in fact, the president of the Hope Collection just tuned in. So if you'd like to say a hello, Ron?
Well, I would, but don't let me stop you. Go ahead. You were describing a little bit of the history and the background of what Hope is and who founded it, I think. Maybe you were going to talk about the eight pillars that we acted under. You want to go ahead and do that for a minute?
Sure. Actually, the Hope Collection, you can kind of think of it as a big umbrella with a lot of, I don't want to say an octopus, but with a lot of different arms and a lot of different ways that that we can help people. The founder, Joel an artist now, founded the Hope Collection about a little over 10 years ago, and to help the veterans and first responders and their family. And actually, the outreach is for everyone. We're very inclusive, not exclusive. But, you know, it helps in faith, family, medical, home, I can't remember all of the. Ron always can rattle them off.
Water and energy.
That's such.
Hi, Ron.
Hi, Derek. Good morning, and I hope you're having a good start to your weekend.
I gave somebody two hoop cards yesterday.
Boy, you're doing it again. You're doing it again. I know. I don't want to sound like a broken record, Jared, but what you are is, even just realize this, when you give them the hope card, the word hope has a very striking impact on people's lives. They might not tell you, Derek, but you might be the first person to give them hope in their life in a week.
And they might be calling me someday. They're going to call me someday.
Yeah, and so they could take that card and put it on their dresser and their nightstand, and they'll get back to you, and they have something else to do that day or week. And suddenly, one morning or day afternoon, they look at them, oh, my goodness, you know, I met that guy. I met that Derek guy over at the grocery store. I remember he gave me a card. He told me, you know, with the price of gas and the price of eggs and the price of milk, price of chicken going up, gosh, I don't make as much. My money doesn't buy what it used to buy 2 years ago. And all of a sudden, my budget is short.
When I talk to people, I take them to the rcenter.org.
Yeah, that's the thing. And we are making strides that when this all hits the fan, I'll tell you what. We are going to be one very busy group. We're about to embark on setting out a program that's going to reach people. Hope is not in a long, long time sent out to different contacts that we've accumulated. We're not sending anything out. Well, Joel was so sick for a year before he passed away that we couldn't do it. And so now we get the opportunity. I mean, I'm about 100% healthy with a little 10% of little challenges. But I get over.
We have somebody else just joined our call. Would you like to say hello? Area code 908.
Hello.
Hello, who is this?
This is Bob Oakley.
Well, hey, Bob. I didn't recognize the 908.
Hey, Bob.
Good to hear your voice.
Hey, Bob.
Good morning.
I tried to call you yesterday to get no. I got no answer. I got no answer from you yesterday at all.
Well, he's a busy man, Derek.
You might have been busy, Derek.
Yeah. I got someone I want you to talk to, Bob.
Great, great.
He says I'm trying to help them. He doesn't understand what I'm trying to do. I don't think he understands.
Sounds good.
Well, he called me, a friend Cameron from Louisville, Kentucky, who wants to talk to you. He told me that, yes, he wants to talk with you.
Good. Well, let's do it today.
Let's do it today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Bob.
Yeah.
How are you today? How is the Mighty Oak this morning?
The Mighty Oak is doing great.
Well, I'll tell you. Did you get the notice about the next board meeting for the whole collection?
I did not send you that information.
I sent you an email
today
for the invitation for the board meeting Monday night. We have a Talk Fusion board meeting Monday night, like we did last month. I have a new invitation that went out Monday. So you have to check your email box for a lot of, and which it should say, if you go to your search box in your email, you just go to put Talk Fusion, and it should list the invitation there without having to go through all your emails.
My email.
Or we'll send it to you again.
Okay. I think Bob, are you on mute or just?
No, I'm having a hard time hearing you this morning.
Oh, because half the time we can't hear you. Is your email working?
The invite for Monday night.
Okay, yes. Is your email working again? I know last month you had trouble with your email.
Yeah, my email is working.
Oh, good, good, good. All righty. But I will send it out again. So it's on the top of your email.
Okay.
All righty. Good, good.
Thank you.
Linda? Yep, and the Umphreyvilles are just joining in, so let me welcome them. Come on, machine.
Good morning.
Good morning. There you are. Welcome. Say hi to Bob Oakley and Ken Brown's on the call.
Oh, so good morning, everyone.
Good to hear your voice, Linda.
Yeah, how are you? I don't think I've talked to you all week.
I know it has been a crazy, crazy week. But, you know, a good week, but just ridiculously busy. So, yeah, that's... But welcome. So, have you had a good week yourself?
You know, I have. I've been, we have some things that help focus, a gummy thing. I've been taking that, and it's made a big difference. I've been very productive getting things done at work and around here. And
wonderful.
I mean, I'm a little tired by the time I get here after work. Gotta, you know, keep it organized. You know, we talked about making a list and kind of keeping it, you know, the five important things and starring them and all. We talked about that last week on Our Lady call. So I need to be better about that. But I've, you know, I've done well this week. And so I'm excited. And I chatted yesterday with a person about the 7K opportunity and sent him the link, you know, for that. So
yes, exactly.
I had been thinking of this person, but then happened to walk into my office yesterday. So, well, now that you're here, a few minutes to say hi, tell a little, you know. So that was exciting. So just wanted to bring more opportunity to more people, you know.
Exactly. And the 7K, you know, buying, silver and gold personally, that is, it's so exciting. It's such, and that, again, is one of the opportunities under the Hope Collection umbrella that was brought to us by Joel and Ardith. Ardith is very, very active in the 7K medals, and it's such a treat. You know, you always hear about, you know, oh, you can buy silver, you can buy gold, but we had really no idea how to go about it and who to trust. And so with this 7K medals, that's one of our partner stores, as it is partner opportunities, we're able to to purchase.
Did you share with everyone the surprise that we got last week from 7K Metals? because of our activity and using it, and we're using it because it's actually, I will just be quite frank about it, we're using it to help secure the value of the money that we save. So, and when you buy valuable coins and silver, or you can buy, you know, bulk. You could buy just pure gold, bullion, they call it, or silver, or one of the things. But we choose to do the deck. We have the collectibles of the animal series of the state animals for United States individuals. But because of our one activity that we've done, we get a surprise. We got a free coin, silver coin, in the mail. And the coin is the coin from the international recognition of the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra. It's a Vietnamese country, and we got it for free. And so we just added, you know, extra value to our collection and it's just really is so cool. I'm just excited about being able to do it. We didn't know, you know, I opened up the door and the FedEx package was in the door, and I didn't even know it was there, and I opened it up, and what a surprise. It's free. I like that.
Free.
I want to take a moment.
15.9% in value. I mean, where do you find anything in your savings account? Yeah. 0.03% interest.
Yeah. So have it go. Our savings account, we were paying every month, and here we're investing every month.
And earning. And it's secure. It's secure. You know, it's liquid. It is, you know, we can liquidate it at value, and its value, again, is higher than what it was we paid for, plus the value keeps going up. That's really just a true, true blessing, and really happy about that. They do have in May. They have a convention in Las Vegas. Or, no, is it this week? I'm sorry,
it's March.
When is that?
I think it's going on now.
Yeah, we just weren't able to swing it in this time right now for what's going on. But they have meetings, you know, they do get-togethers with the people that are, you know, that are utilizing. And it really is, it's not like building a big organization, you know, hundreds of people or anything like that. But you can share it with people, and there is benefit to that happening, and there's a reward for doing that, and we've done that, and that's how we got the free coin, on top of what we just regularly get on a monthly basis. I'd like to switch gears just a moment. I don't know if he's got on board yet. Is Kurt Erlinghaus signed on, Linda?
Not yet, no.
Okay. Well, I'm going to take the time. We have a new host on the Monday Optimize Your Life radio show at lunch. You know, we serve up hope for lunch every day. Well, Kurt Erlinghaus, who like Gary Upperville, determined, and they studied the course that Joel introduced to us many years ago. It's funny, I was going through some emails, older emails, and there was a whole series over several months where Joel was literally, we may or may not remember, but Joel was taken on Saturday mornings, and he walked us, each one of us have been through the general pointers of the certification to be a life coach. And he was teaching us over a period of time, several months. And so that, like with Gary, he got excited about doing that. He went and took the courses. He disciplined himself, went back to school. And now Gary Upperville is a certified life coach. In fact, he was the first one on the Griffin team to do it. And we're very proud of him for that and excited because he has that ability to be recognized and be a source. Sometimes someone could ask him a question, and you know he would know where to find the answers that someone might ask, or he could work with our newest life coach is Kurt Erlinghaus, and not only has he taken the courses, but he set up a life coaching business that he has actually put himself out in the marketplace and got connected with a group of people that people call him. They want to get goal setting in their life, or they want to get a life coach, or they want to get... Kurt's, he's doing that. And now he's taking that a step further. He has agreed to Monday afternoon each week to run the blog radio show known as Optimize Your Life. And he started last week. And in an emergency, he actually jumped on Wednesday. Barbara Riley has had some family health issues, and she wasn't able to be on. And I was actually in the pool getting therapy. So Kurt jumped on board and hosted the show in an emergency, right off first time out. So I want to congratulate him. We want to thank him. And just if you know anybody now that's ever asked questions about life coaching, you can send them to the Monday blog radio show at noon. And so there's a new tool that Hope is bringing to you, everybody. And so very excited. We're very happy. Congratulations, Kurt. We're excited to get a chance. So we've got some new things that are going on that way. I know you hear me saying every week that we're close on getting our website up. And we are. We truly are. In fact, Anna converted the licensing to me this week. Until you have the licensing, we can't do anything. The websites have been locked up, you know. Well, now I can she put it in my name and activated it this week. So I have some work to do, and I've got a coach to help me do that because I don't know what I'm doing. And so I'm getting that done, guys. Derek will be happy. He won't have to call me every day and see if the site's up. So I want you to know that is coming. There are new things that are happening with the next year's AAVM, the African American Veterans Monument celebration. Do keep July 4th weekend on your calendar. Next July 4th, not this one, 2023. Please keep that on your calendar because we're having a celebration like we've talked about for 3 years. And some new things are happening. I'll talk more about that another day. Also, Monday night, Linda, I just want to ask you, did you receive the invitation for the Monday night board meeting?
I did, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, okay. So Linda's going to send Bob another copy he'll be at the top of his emails. So I'm working with Patty Sutherland. She's our connector. And then also what I love about Talk Fusion, I can call them, I can text them, even right in the middle of having an issue, I can text them, and they actually respond back to solve, if there's a glitch, they call us back. There's a live person, and I don't have to wait 2 weeks. Unfortunately, blog radio does not have any service. It's like your telephone companies, most of them. I know T-Mobile is different, but a lot of times you get, or I'll say Spectrum. You may or may not get a solution, but you talk to seven different, touch this button, talk to that person, give this person that, wait in line. So I'm really excited that we have some more service, and where the Talk Fusion program is evolving, and it's going to get so much. The next step will be available as a program that, like, let's say this show, on Saturday morning, I don't know that I'm ever going to make it a video show.
No,
for most
no,
of us,
please, no.
I got out of the shower to come talk to you guys, okay? None of it's a pretty picture, okay? So, and I want to give everybody else the same opportunity to wake up. But so appreciate everybody getting on the call. But so we'll probably keep it a blog radio as a phone call for a long time because, you know, we did have one instance when we first had the video conferencing years ago when Joel first
Not mentioning any names.
I promised this person I would not mention his name ever again, but a very, very good friend of mine who he and his wife were board members, and she was at the computer and was had, you know, we had the show going, Saturday Morning Coaching. And it just so happened Saturday morning, he came down to their office, and he was about the state of dress that I am this morning. That means I'm about halfway there. And but he didn't know it, and neither did she till she looked at the computer, and so did everybody else. So anyways, we don't want that to happen again, you know. You know, as fun as we can have fun here, you know. There's no judgment. We all make mistakes. And, you know, what it is that we're just trying to really work together. What I see what happened this week through hope, and I want to point out something to everybody. After getting phone calls fairly regularly from one of the guys, people that call on this show, and I will identify him, it's Derek. Derek lets us know every day that he's gone out and worked and handed and talked to somebody about hope. And last week, the Hope Collection recognized Derek for his work. And we said Linda created a certificate of honor. And we mailed it. First of all, we mailed it to Bob. And we sent it to Derek, too, but we wanted to make sure that Derek got it. So, Bob, you want to tell him, do you know, you're familiar with what we did. How did Derek like getting his certificate?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Yes.
Derek got his certificate, and I got a copy of it also. And I just want to thank you, Ronnie, for sending that out. That is just a great recognition for the efforts that he's putting out to help other people. And thank you both for doing that.
Well, Derek is the leader of the pack when it comes to handing hope cards out.
Yep.
You know, it was funny because I was talking to Derek earlier before the show started, and I was remembering what Bill Britt always did. He said he always kept one of those small top spiral notebooks with him. And so when he gave out a card, he would get their information back too, so that he could get back in touch with them. But he also, and this is what Ron and I have been trying to do also, when you get somebody's card, make a note either on the card or in your notebook, where you met the person, because Ron collects so many cards. And so if you call somebody back and say, hey, we met at Lowe's. Well, I've never been to Lowe's. Oh, I mean, you're the one I met at Best Buy, you know, or something like that. So just make, you know, just jot down a note about the person. That way when you get back to them, you kind of connect. And so they remember who you are, too, and you remember who they are, because we have had that happen, that we call somebody back and say, hey, we met at such and such a place, and it's like, no, you didn't. And so it kind of ended the conversation. But if you have that, just that little jot of information down about the person that you gave a card to, you know, it just gives more of a personal contact when you talk them back. Also, I just opened the vault report for 7K, and the convention in Las Vegas is in May. It's May 1st through the 4th. So just to let you know that, you know, it is, the convention is in May, not March, like I thought. So in any case, that's, I just wanted to correct my mistake there. So, yep. Yes.
Yeah, I just wanted to add something to what you said about that contact.
Yes. Go ahead. I think we lost Bob again. Bob, are you there?
Still there?
Yeah, no, go ahead. We can hear you now. Oh, dear. We must have
Hello?
A bad connection. Yeah, go ahead. We can hear you, Bob, but you can't hear us, apparently. Yeah, I think we have a bad connection between... Oh, somebody else just came on. Oh, Bob is coming in again. Okay, now you're back on, Bob.
Okay, thank you. I just wanted to add regarding the contact with someone.
Yes.
Something that Bill Britt used to talk about for years. When he got a contact, when he made a contact with somebody, he would also find out when was the best time to contact them? And I usually ask people, what day of the week is the best to call you? And what time of the day or night is the best time to call you? And I'd always jot that down on the card, too. So,
yes.
See, you're almost making an appointment with them right at that time.
Very smart.
So that saves you
Thanks,
time,
Bob.
And it saves them time.
Yes, yes. And then they are expecting you to call instead of
Absolutely.
Just kind of like, who was that? They're expecting your call. That's an excellent point, Bob. So, yeah. Yeah, Bill Britt had so much. I mean, we're still listening to old, I want to say CDs, but we actually have some old tapes, but mostly now CDs. And, of course, now everything's on, you know, audio. So, but you can get so much just everyday life information, you know, from listening, you know, to the leaders of the Brit organization.
Bob? This is Ron. Just curious, can I show? I'm going to show everybody how you make an appointment. Bob Oakley, how are you today? Hey, I was wondering, next Saturday morning, is there any possibility that you could host the call for Coach's Call at 9 o'clock?
Next Saturday morning?
Yes.
Yeah. Sure.
Okay, because Linda and I are going to be, for the first time in 2 years, Lynn and I are going to see our good business partner friends. Many of you know them, Robert and Angel Blake. They live in Canada. And for the first time in 2 years, we're going to be able to go to Canada and see them. We're going to spend the weekend with them. So it would be not, we would not be able to host a call from Canada. So if you could do that, that really would help us.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Well, yeah, we just made an appointment.
I got your back.
Oh, we appreciate that. We're trying to leave.
I got your back too, Rod. I got your back too, Rod.
Good, good, Derek.
Thank you, Derek.
We're trying to leave super early in the morning because it's the first, they open the bridge Friday, and we're going, of course, Saturday morning, but it's going to be just crazy with so many people now trying to get in, because in Buffalo, a lot of people in Buffalo own property across the border that they haven't been able to get to in a couple of years. And just, you know, just to see friends and everything, because up to now, we had to have a $65 at least, that's the lowest price we could find, each test just to go into the country. And so it was really cost prohibitive just, you know, for the two of us, over, you know, $120 just to visit friends for lunch. So we know it's going to be super crazy. So we're leaving very early in the morning and hope we get there by noon, because we don't know how long we'll be stuck at the border. So, but thank you, Bob. We appreciate that. Appreciate that. Because I know, you know, and we're trying to get more and more people on the Saturday morning call, just so we can share information better and just, you know, answer questions and help each other. And that's really what the Saturday morning call is about. It's kind of an open forum. And so, you know, I don't want to not have it, you know, particularly so that somebody could say, well, wait a minute, maybe they're not doing it anymore and never call again. So I appreciate that help, Bob. So.
Well, thank you. Thank you for asking me.
Yeah, well, thank you for stepping in. So, well, it is 9:32.
Linda?
And usually, yeah, go ahead.
Linda?
Talk.
Linda?
Yes.
I've been, so I wouldn't talk over everybody. I've been trying to get back on. We have just initiated a program. Everybody knows Len Kane, right? The Golden Rule Society. And
yeah.
Len created something called the Golden Rule Society Kindness Campaign. And what it is, you know, everybody knows he's been recognized for the Nobel Peace Prize. He has now this year been recognized as a Humanitarian Man of the Year Award by Who's Who in America. And he started this kindness campaign. And what he's doing is people that he gets their, like Derek, what you're doing, almost like getting a Hope card, but they connect into the Golden Rule Society, and he sends them back a live, well, a recorded video of explaining to them what they could do to be a kindness campaign member, a partner with us. And since we partner with the Golden Rule Society, Hope and Golden Rule, what we're doing, every person that signs in is, and there's obviously, then they get connected to the Golden Rule Society, which on the front page of the Golden Rule Society is a link. And what it says is, go get your gifts of hope. And so every time someone goes to Golden Rule Society, they also have the opportunity to join in and connect with Hope Collection. Well, his campaign, the whole kindness campaign, we want this to go viral. This is going to, it's pay it forward time. And in doing that, when someone signs up for it, they get a personal message from Captain Len Kane talking about being kind and how we're going to make America better. And everybody can be happy about that. It's spreading joy. Now, anybody who registers with the Golden Rule Society Kindness Campaign, what happens, they also have the ability to register and with GRS Travel. And that doesn't matter if you already have a travel business, or you do or don't, but you can register.
I go
and,
Ayana,
Ayana,
Congo, Company.
Derek, a little noise in the background, please. mute your phone. So now, Golden Rule Society is offering anybody that registers. He has a contest, and someone has donated $500 in travel credit, real cash to use in whatever travel you want to use. Where, how you're going and utilizing the connection, you can apply it to whatever you're going to do. It doesn't matter whether it's an airline ticket or you want to buy a go to a hotel or use it towards a cruise or whatever. Well, however you want to use it, we're going to have a drawing 6 months from now, and anyway, we're going to draw for a win a prize. If someone's going to win, it's $500 cash, and they can use it, you know, towards their travel in any way they want. So that's an incentive that Len Cain put on the front end of becoming part of the kindness campaign. So we're encouraging everybody to do that. So now, all of a sudden, the connection, when you give someone a Hope card, because GRS is part of the Hope Collection, so they have the links to be a part of that, too. You are offering to people an opportunity for $500. See, we have real value in what we give. I want to share something else for you. Gary Humphreyville, you became a life coach, and you got that through a company called ExpertRating.com. And what that does is there's 13,000 certifications in all kinds of areas that there is in the world. Well, Rick Reese, who is one of the members, he's one of the board members, and he handles he kind of is steering the face side of the Hope Collection, and he owns a travel business, one thing. But he also has a ministry called Marketplace Ministries. And Monday nights, anybody's welcome to join his Marketplace Ministry at 9 o'clock, our time, Eastern time. Anyways, Rick Reese's daughter went on to the expert rating site. And she'd gone to college, and she was trying to get a job. And you know what? People running around with degrees trying to get jobs. If you're in a room, or you're in a grocery store, out of everybody in that store, there's at least 10 people who've got a resume out there trying to get a new job. At least, just in one grocery store. So competition to get jobs is really tough today. Well, she did this, and she did it. She took courses in logistics. That's like shipping and distribution and moving and materials and inventory control and all that stuff. She graduated from that, so she filed her resume with a company called Northrop Grumman. They're one of the largest defense contractors in the world. They help keep us safe, guys. They build the planes and the missiles. Well, she got a job with them, and this month was Black History Month, and it's a month honoring women. And his daughter, Rick's daughter, was recognized because of her attitude and her background and how she's joined the company and what she's doing with that company. And they recognized the courses she took that came through the Hope Collection, guys. When she got that job, initially when she sent out resumes, she was getting jobs that were, I would call them, fairly low-level paying jobs. When Northrop Grumman saw her resume with the expert ratings on it, she got a job that actually is paying her, I can't tell the exact amounts because that's personal, but I know it's more than $10,000, $20,000 more than what she filed to get. Guys, what you have in your hands with the Hope Collection, the connections, is very powerful in helping people in their lives. And we have proof of it. You're a very powerful person in making and turning our economy around, helping build lives together. You know, that's what hope is all about, guys. I'm proud to call you friend. I'm proud to call you our partners in what we're doing. And, guys, we're going to explode. Hang on tight. You go, Ryan, when did that happen? And, you know, we're all just going to look back and see. And at the end of the year, we're going to see such tremendous impact and progress. And, you know, I think it's in the scripture, they'll be known by the fruit. Well, guys, we're going to help people put fruit on the tree and food on the table. That's what being a part of the Hope Collection is all about. I thank each and every person here on the call today for your energies and your help. And we appreciate you so much. Thank you.
We appreciate you guys, too. Thank you so much.
Well, this has been a super Saturday call, so we appreciate everyone being on. And just next week, please invite people to join in on the call at 9 o'clock because Bob Oakley will be hosting, which will be wonderful. And so, and then don't forget Monday through Friday at noon. Have Hope for Lunch. The Hope calls and same number, the 714-816-4686. You know, take advantage of some of the calls during the week because they're all different topics and so exciting. So with that, I'm going to say, unless somebody else has anything else to say, I don't want to cut anyone off.
Which websites are working? Which, Linda, do you know?
I don't know. I'd have to go in, and Ron's already off the call. So, try the RR Center. That is what, you know, and as I said, you know, it's a work in progress, and it's not a simple thing to do, as you
optimize
know.
Optimize my life's not working.
Right. And we know. we've mentioned that. So, everyone have a great Saturday, and we're working on things as fast as we can, but it's not a simple task, believe me. There's a lot going on behind the scenes. So, but have a great week, and take advantage of the calls during the week. And
I'm trying to help people. That's all I'm trying to do. I'm not out to scam anybody, Linda.
No, of course not. But
no,
I need
they
to
don't
go
understand.
Because
they don't understand.
Well, talk to Bob about that, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, we'll talk about it.
Maybe it's just what you have to say, but just maybe tweak it a little differently then, okay? You know,
okay.
And what you say to people. It just might have to be tweaked a little different than what you're saying if people think you're, you know, trying to do something untoward. So with that, I'm going to say have a great week, and I'm signing off for ending the episode. I love that, end episode. So we'll talk to y'all later. Thanks a lot, everyone. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Linda. Thank you, Ron.
Thanks, Bob. See you later, Linda. Bye-bye.